Today, I'm going to tell you about a tool that has been absolutely revolutionary for our business. And if you're someone who grows a business and uses social media to do so, you're going to want to listen up. Now, I've been talking about this tool for the last few years, and honestly, it's gotten to the point where I am shouting about it from the rooftops because people are still not jumping on board. And I'm going to go over some of the reasons that I think people are hesitant and also explain to you why those shouldn't be reasons that you're hesitant. But this tool has been such a game changer. It's improved our views, our engagement, our reach, and our overall sales and customer acquisition from Instagram. And that tool that we are going to be talking about today is none other than DM automation provided by ManyChat. Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. The simplest way to describe DM automation is essentially a tool where your followers can comment a specific keyword or send you a direct message with a specific keyword, and then from that keyword, an automatic response is triggered. If you follow me on Instagram, you are likely familiar with what this looks like. Oftentimes, you'll see me making feed posts or stories where I'm telling you to comment the word hooks or reply right now with the word story, and you will receive X, Y, and Z. Maybe it's a link to a free download, maybe it's a trial page, maybe it's a special discount code. But basically, in its simplest form, my followers, viewers, my audience is sending me a keyword or keywords, and then I have a pre-programmed automatic response that's being sent to them. And in today's episode, I'm gonna walk you through everything you need to know about this. I'm gonna share with you our stats, which are absolutely mind-blowing. I actually recently did a study where I looked at all of my posts over the last 60 days, and I compared posts where I was using DM automation versus posts where I was not using DM automation. And honestly, I was like, whoa. I instantly was like texting my mom and letting her know about these stats because they were mind-blowing. So I'll share those with you. I'll share some of my best tips and best practices as well. And of course, I will share a discount code with you so that you can get signed up. Speaking of a discount code, if you already are sold and you're going to get signed up while you're listening to this podcast, I highly encourage you to do so. And that link will be down in the description and in the show notes below this episode. So if you want, while you're listening, you could literally sign up. And then as soon as this episode is done, you're ready to start rolling. But before we get into all of that, let's go through what DM automation is not. Because as I say the word automation and as I start to talk about these things, there's likely a lot of preconceived notions that you have in your mind and maybe even some myths, some things that you're worried about, concerns, hesitations. So let's talk about what is direct message automation not, so that I can hopefully put you at ease before we go through the rest of this episode. First and foremost, DM automation is not hard to set up. It's actually surprisingly easy. When I first heard about DM automation, I was like, oh, it's going to require a bunch of different zaps to connect different websites. And I'm going to need like 3 different logins, and I'm probably going to have to know how to code and how to set up these complex flows. And it's actually really, really simple. If you know how to drag and drop on a computer, then you have the skills necessary to set up DM automation. I will walk you through it right now verbally, and it will probably make sense. After you create your ManyChat account, you tap on a big blue button that says new automation. Then you select what kind of initial trigger you want to add, whether that is a comment on a post, whether you want the trigger to be a specific DM keyword, whether you want it to be someone sharing your post to their story and tagging you, different things like that. So you just pick what you want that to be. So I'm going to say, I want it to be a DM keyword. Then you enter in what the keyword is. And then the final step is you just choose what happens next. So after someone sends me the DM keyword snail, what happens next? Do they get a response message? Do they get a link to a specific YouTube video? Do they get a landing page that's going to have them opt into my email list? It's really that easy to set up. new automation, pick the trigger, and pick what the automation is. Now, of course, you can get more fancy, you can get more technical, you can do some really, really crazy advanced stuff with DM automation. You can even collect emails right in the DM so they don't have to go to your email opt-in page. But some of these things are more advanced and they do require additional integrations or the pro ManyChat account. But really, if you are setting up the basic automations, which is how I recommend getting started, it's so flippin' easy. The second thing that DM automation is not, is it is not 100% automation. So I think that's a big concern that a lot of people have. And that's one of the reasons that people think it's going to be inauthentic, because what we're all used to nowadays is when you call a customer service representative and you're just talking to a robot the entire time, right? Press 1 for sales, press 2 for help, press 3 for whatever. And you're just taken from robot to robot to robot. And you have to keep screaming, speak with a representative into your phone until you can finally get a hold of a real human being. That's not what DM automation is. And in fact, you get total control over what is automated and what is not automated. There is no way within ManyChat to automate 100% of your messages. You're instead automating one keyword at a time. So you're giving your audience a specific call to action to comment a keyword, to reply with this specific phrase, in order to receive X, Y, and Z. And in that way, you're only really triggering the automation when it would be useful and when it is directly asked for by your audience, rather than just 100% automating every single message. Because I gotta tell you, that's really annoying and that's really frustrating. But luckily, that's not what this is. Speaking of that, and along those same lines, this is not spammy and inauthentic because it's not cold messaging. I am not automating, like I said, 100% of my messages. I'm still a real human interacting within my direct messages every single day. And for that reason, it's not spammy and inauthentic. It is simply a faster and more efficient way to deliver people what they want. They sent the keyword, so they want whatever it is you told them was going to happen after the keyword. With using DM automation and ManyChat, you're just delivering that much faster and more efficient, and you have the control on the back end as the business owner to see who clicked on the link, to see who opened the message, and to follow up with those people if you so choose. Another huge misconception that I get around DM automation is that it's only for people like yours truly who have lots of followers and get lots of direct messages and comments every single day. And that's just not true. Like I said a moment ago, it's for faster and more efficient responses. So let's go down a hypothetical. Let's say you only have 50 followers on Instagram and you only average 2 comments per post. So in one of your future posts, you're going to tell people, comment the word hooks and I will send you my free PDF guide. Well, you might think, well, Brock, you know, I'm only going to get 2 comments, so I can manually respond to those myself. I can manually send those people the download link or the opt-in page. And yes, that is true. But I also want you to consider the time that that will take you. I want you to consider what you could be doing with that time. I want you to consider, what if one of those comments comes in while you're having dinner with your family? What if one of those comments comes in overnight while you're sleeping? And now you're faced with a dilemma of either interrupting your life, stepping aside from your priorities, violating hopefully one of your boundaries, and popping onto Instagram, ignoring the more important things in life in order to quickly send this message. Or the other option is to wait. Maybe you wait 6 hours, maybe it's only 30 minutes, but every single minute that you wait, every single hour that you postpone sending that message, the likelihood of someone signing up, putting in their email, purchasing, or even seeing the message significantly declines. There are a million statistics out there. You can Google them. You can look them up on ChatGPT if you want, around the immediacy of responses and the difference that that makes in purchasing decisions. When you wait even just 10 minutes, the likelihood that someone opens, responds to, or clicks on the link that you are sending them significantly drops. And that's one of the real benefits of DM automation, is that usually you're going to set it up so that it's instantly being delivered. You comment the word hooks, and within 3 seconds, you got a DM in your inbox delivering whatever it is that you want to deliver. The final misconception that I want to dispel is that it's actually not very expensive. I know a lot of Instagram services nowadays are $1,000, $2,000 a month. ManyChat, for its basic package, which allows you to message up to 1,000 people a month, is actually free. They do have a pro version with additional features, and it allows you to message additional people. But even that starts out at just $15 per month, which is pretty crazy when you compare it to a lot of the other software as services that exist out in the world today. It's really, really cost effective. And when you think about the return on investment, which in a minute I'll tell you some of our numbers, I think it'll start to make sense that, hey, $15 a month for the pro version is a no-brainer. But I will add, by the way, like I already said, down in the description below this podcast, you will find a link from Build Your Tribe to be able to sign up for ManyChat and get 1 month of their pro for free. And you know what? If you don't even want to go down to the show notes and find the discount code is Tribe, because the podcast you're listening to, in case you were unaware, is Build Your Tribe. So the discount code Tribe will get you 1 month of the pro for free. And to use that, you can simply go to ManyChat.com, which is ManyChat, ManyChat.com, and use the code word Tribe, and you'll get that first month of the pro features for free. And I do want to note that one of the pro features that I find to be maybe the most useful of any of the ManyChat tools, and it's not available as part of their free basic program, is the comment response tool. Essentially, the comment response tool is someone can comment a keyword and receive a DM automation. If you don't have a pro account with ManyChat, then you have to ask people to DM you, which is still going to help you increase your views and engagement. But we just see better results when using the comment trigger, because it's just much easier for people to comment on a post rather than going from your post to your DMs and then sending you the keyword. But again, I told you I would tell you my stats. And I should say, of course, these are my personal stats. I can't guarantee the exact same sort of engagement or boosts for you, but these are pretty astounding to hear. So over the last 2 months, over the last 60 days, we broke down all of my reels and compared the reels where I was using DM automation to the reels where I was not using DM automation. And before I even share these stats, I want you to keep something in mind. And that is that typically, when you are going to sell and promote things on Instagram, how does that go? Probably not so well, or I shouldn't say probably not so well, but probably not as good as your other posts. Oftentimes when we go to promote and sell things on Instagram, those posts end up doing the worst, and that makes sense, right? Because people don't want to see advertisements. They want to be entertained by content. And so when you go to actually promote your course or talk about your offer or do the brand deal that you agreed to, you get less engagement on those kinds of posts. And the reason for that is not only do people not necessarily want to see advertisements, but let's think about what are you doing when you have one of those promotional posts? Let's say you make a reel about your new one-on-one coaching and you're inviting people to join the one-on-one coaching. And then you end the reel by saying, so go click the link in my bio to learn more. What you're asking people to do is not engage with the post. You're basically saying, don't like this post, don't comment, don't save it, don't share it. Abandon this post, literally go to a different page and click something else. And telling people to do that is kind of a lose-lose situation, because either they do it, they go click on the link, they go to your bio, whatever, but now the post is probably going to be shown to less people because it's getting less engagement. Or the more likely option is people don't go click on the link in your bio. So now not only are they not clicking the link, they're also not engaging. It's a double negative. Your post is going to be shown to very few people. And that is why when we go to sell on Instagram, oftentimes our engagement and views go down. And that is where DM automation comes to save the day. Because now instead of telling people, hey, abandon this post and go click somewhere else, you're telling people to directly interact with the post. And when people interact with the post, then the algorithms think it's a good post. They show the post to more people interact, and now we have a snowball effect. And honestly, the same is true on stories. So on stories, you could put up the link sticker, which Instagram has now given to all users. It used to be you had to have more than 10,000 followers to get the link sticker, but as of a few years ago, everyone can put a link sticker on their stories. But the same premise applies to the link sticker as the link in bio, which is that if you put a link sticker up on your Instagram story, you have two options. Either someone clicks on it or they skip the story as a whole. There's no way to engage with the story besides clicking on the link. And oftentimes people say, well, Brock, why would Instagram give us a link sticker or give us the link in bio if they didn't want us to use it? It's not that Instagram doesn't want us to use the link in bio. It's not that you're going to get penalized for saying link in bio or penalized for putting a link on your stories. It's really just human nature. And thinking about what are people doing with our posts or stories when we tell them to click the link in our bio or when we tell them to click on the link sticker. Either they're not engaging with the post or they're not engaging with the post, but they're clicking on the link. And so that means either way, whether it's a feed post or a story, when you put up a link sticker, when you tell them to click the link in your bio, usually it leads to lower engagement and lower sales. And I should say, this isn't just hearsay. This isn't just my opinion. This is statistically backed. So let me read these stats to you right now. When you include the phrase link in bio or some synonym of that phrase in your Instagram feed posts, on average, those posts receive 33.6% less reach. Those posts receive 57% lower engagement. And of all of the people who see that post, only 0.7% will actually click the link in your bio. That means less than 1% of people who are seeing that post, and the people who are seeing it is already decreased, less than 1% are going to be clicking the link. And we see similar stats when using the link sticker on your Instagram stories. In fact, when using the link sticker on Instagram stories, the average person receives around 40% fewer views on that story. So their story views are almost cut in half. And on average, only a 1% click rate when using that little link sticker on your Instagram stories. But again, I told you that there was a better way, and I told you that I would have some stats to share with you. So to go back to that study that we did over the last 60 days, the last 2 months, comparing my reels that had DM automation with ManyChat versus posts that had no DM automation at all. My views when using ManyChat DM automation, when using comment keyword triggers, my views went up by 77.45%. My likes went up by 141%. My comments, this is the one that I was like, I had to double check my math on this. My comments went up by 1,537%. That's 1,537%. And my link clicks on average went up by 4,500%. That's 4,500% more link clicks when using DM automation compared to when not using it. If those stats alone aren't enough to convince you to use DM automation, I don't know what else to tell you. More views, more likes, more comments, boosted engagement, reaching more people, and more of those people becoming customers and clicking on the links that you are sending to them. It's a win-win, and it's also better customer service, because something that I have kind of briefly mentioned here and there is that usually when someone clicks on the link sticker or they click on the link in your bio, you have no idea who clicked, you have no ability to follow up, you can't answer questions, there's no customer service, and if they need help, it requires additional effort from them to then go into your DMs and explain the issue. With DM automation, you can see who clicked and who didn't click. You can see what percentage of people were sent the link and followed through with actually signing up to become a member or purchasing or whatever. And so you can either manually or automatically see who's clicking and who's signing up and then follow up with them. You can ask additional questions. You can help give customer service. You can give manual feedback. You can actually hop into your DMs and see, hey, I sent this link automatically to 13 people. 11 people clicked on it. Here are the two names of people who didn't click on it. I'm going to now go into my DMs, personally reach out to them, maybe even send them an audio message asking if they need help, if they got lost, if the site broke, or just simply serving them better. One of our all-star Marketing Impact Academy members, Sally Sparks Cousins, often says, "The fortune is in the follow-up." And with ManyChat, you have the ability to follow up because you know who the heck was interested in the link in the first place, rather than just getting what Instagram gives you, which is just a number. You got 47 link clicks, you got 37 people tap the link in your bio, but you have no idea who tapped the link in your bio. With ManyChat, you know who was interested and who clicked versus who didn't. But also in a recent episode of Build Your Tribe, where we were talking about how to grow your story views and get more eyeballs on your Instagram stories, I mentioned how most of my most viewed stories of all time had some form of DM automation. And that's not just a coincidence, that is a direct correlation. As people are DMing me more, they're responding to the story with the keyword that I am telling them to respond with. That is a positive form of engagement, and in fact, a really powerful form of engagement in the Instagram algorithm's eyes. Thus, my story will be shown to more people. In fact, 7 of my top 10 most viewed stories of all time had some form of DM automation in them. As far as I'm concerned, there are very few tools and softwares that exist, very few opportunities that exist quite like ManyChat and DM automation, where there is really no downside. Like, I scratch my head trying to think of like the potential negative consequences to using something like this. I haven't mentioned this already, but ManyChat is completely Meta approved. So it's not like secretly accessing Instagram's API or hacking in through like a back door. This is officially approved by Instagram. Like Instagram's like, yes, you can absolutely do this. You're not going to get flagged. We will automatically send thousands of messages and you will not get flagged. By the way, if you do try to copy and paste manually sending thousands of messages, you will get flagged. That has happened to me. When I'm using DM automation, I've never been flagged. When I'm using just my own manual copy and paste button, I have been flagged before. So this is totally approved by Instagram. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm aware, there aren't any real negatives or downsides or drawbacks. But what I will tell you is that in the bell-shaped curve of adoption and use of certain tools, we're still in the early adopter phase. We're not quite in the innovator phase anymore. There's enough people using DM automation and talking about it that we're not really innovators by using this tool. Maybe 3 years ago when I first started using it, maybe I was an innovator, but not anymore. Now we're in the early adopter phase. And the cool thing about the early adopter phase is that those are usually the people who have the most success. The innovators are the ones who are creating the tool, but the people who are having the early adoption and using it before the masses, but after it's kind of been refined and perfected, those are the people who are in the sweet spot and having the most success. I kind of think of it similar to like posting Instagram Reels. Reels came out in August of 2020. And so for the last 6 months of 2020, Reels and people who were posting them regularly were kind of the innovators, right? They were the early settlers for Instagram Reels and people had success, but the average person wasn't having like wild success. Then in 2021, we had the early adopters. The people who were posting Reels consistently in 2021 were blowing up like all the time, one out of every 10 posts, one out of every five posts going viral. It was like the Wild West with people going viral and growing their following with Reels. Then as we approach 2022 and now into 2023, we're in that kind of middle ground, maybe even moving to the other side of the bell curve where pretty much everyone's posting Reels and it's become a very saturated market. And don't get me wrong, you can still go viral, you can still have success with Reels, but it's much tougher now than it was in 2021. And the same is going to be true a few years from now with DM automation. Where we currently exist in this day and age, the majority of people don't know what DM automation is. And the majority of content creators, influencers, business owners, whoever you are, the majority of people who are promoting and selling things on Instagram are still not using DM automation. And so for that reason, you can still have really powerful results, really awesome success when using it. And you can still keep the link in your bio. You can still post links on your stories. I personally have a link in my bio. The difference is just in how I'm choosing to promote it. I don't tell people to click the link in my bio because as I've already said, I get much better results when I'm telling people to comment a specific keyword. The link in my bio is still there because there will still be people who are curious. There will still be people who want to click the link in my bio. There will still be people who stumble upon it on their own. But we are still in this early phase. And that's what I'm trying to get across here. That's the point, the argument I'm trying to make. I'm trying to plead with you to start using this before it's too late. Before it's 2025 and you're listening to this episode and you're like, shoot, I should have joined it 3 years ago. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this in 2025, you're awesome. It might not be too late. I'm just making a prediction. But what I'm trying to tell to anyone who's listening to this at the end of 2023 or even in 2024 is get signed up now. It's so low cost. I mean, you could start with the basic subscription and see how that goes. Or in reality, it would probably be best to just use the code word TRIBE at checkout, get 1 month of the pro for free and see how it goes. See if you like it. Try it out on a few posts. See if it's beneficial for you. See if it improves your results. And if it does, it might even pay for itself. And then you can keep using it and keep experimenting with more advanced automations and using it in different fun ways. But I really want to encourage you to start using this tool. Don't wait. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it on Instagram before. You might've even seen other content creators posting about this in the past. Do not wait. Do not say tomorrow. Do not say next year. Do not say next quarter, next month. Do it right now while you're listening to this podcast. Go to manychat.com and use the code word TRIBE to get signed up. All right, and now that we've covered all of that, let's talk about some DM automation top tips. What do I have to share with you? Because I've learned a lot over the last few years. And the first tip is, like I've already said, just start simple. Don't try to get complex. Don't try to get fancy. Don't try to build these complex webs of if someone clicks this, if someone doesn't click in 3 minutes, then they get this message. No. Just start simple. Start with a very simple, hey, someone said this keyword, they get this one message response. And honestly, we've had great success with that simple of an automation. One keyword and one automatic response. My second tip is something that will help you be more authentic when using DM automation, and that is to be clear when it is DM automation. I'm sure recently, maybe in the last few months, you received an email and you were like, yep, I'm pretty sure this was written by ChatGPT. Like, there's just certain words and phrases that you're like, yeah, I can tell a robot wrote this and a human being didn't actually take the time to send this email. And so it's not very authentic. You don't trust or like the person who sent it as much after receiving it. And the same can be true with DM automation. And so don't try to trick people into thinking that your DM automation is actually you. If someone is getting an instant response with a paragraph worth of writing, they're going to know that you didn't manually type out that paragraph that fast. So be honest, be authentic when it is DM automation. And one way that I like to personally do that is I will say Brockbot in the message. So I will say, hey, Brockbot here, or hey, this is the Brockbot, or I'll sign the message with the phrase Brockbot, because that's what I've named my DM automation, the Brock robot, you know, get it, Brockbot. So just be clear, be honest with your audience, and that way you can maintain your authenticity. My third tip is don't use it to just sell. I know the majority of this episode I've been talking about ways that it can improve your click-through rate and help you make more money, but don't use DM automation to just sell. You can use it to deliver free links. You can use it to deliver guides or additional tips or information. You can use it to say thank you. I mean, one very simple way that I've used it in the past is on my birthday every year, I set up an automation so that when someone says happy birthday, it says, thank you so much, I appreciate it, let's celebrate, or something like that. Because I know I'm gonna receive a handful of messages that day of people saying happy birthday. And while I do really appreciate it, I don't wanna take the time to manually respond to every single one of those people. And I understand this might make me sound like a conceited jerk, but on my birthday, I would rather spend my birthday enjoying life rather than responding to everyone on the DMs. So I have my Brockbot say thank you. And in that way, I am serving my audience rather than just selling to them. My fourth tip for your DM automation is to use short and simple keywords. And additional tip here, include typos to those keywords. So I will say, comment the word hooks, and you will receive my 25 free hooks guide. And specifically how this is going to work is as you are setting up the automation, you can include up to 10 keywords per automation. So if I'm telling people to comment the word hooks, I won't just make the only keyword hooks, because some people are gonna type hook. Some people are just gonna type the word link because they think that was the keyword. Some people are gonna type hooks with a bunch of S's on the end. Some people are gonna type hooks, H-O-K-E, hawks, because they're going to spell it wrong, or they're going to put two K's or two H's, or they're going to mishear me. Like oftentimes, if I tell people to comment the word many chat, they will hear mini chat, like M-I-N-I, or I've even had people think that I was saying Manny, like the name M-A-N-N-Y-C-H-A-T, Manny chat or mini chat. So I include typos in my keyword phrases. I try to make them as simple and hard to misspell as possible, but we all make mistakes from time to time. We're typing really fast. So I will try to include those typos or those variations of the keyword in the automation. My next tip for your DM automation is while you should be making it clear that it is automation, I still recommend writing it in your voice or style or tone. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm pretty lighthearted, I'm pretty goofy, I'm pretty silly and fun. I make a lot of typos and mistakes, and I don't take anything too seriously. And so when you're receiving an automated response from the Brockbot, it would be kind of weird if it suddenly got like very robotic and very professional and very buttoned up and everything was like perfect. That just wouldn't really connect, right? Like that's not my brand. Literally in that sentence, I just said the word right twice. So I try to write it in my voice. I make it clear that it is a robot. I will either say, hey, you will receive an automatic DM link, or my robot assistant will send you the link, or again, I'll include Brockbot in the actual message, but then the message itself will be written in my tone, in my phrasing, in my style to make sure that it stays on brand. And then the final top tip that I wanted to share with you is when you start using DM automation, if you have more than 100,000 followers, or if you have a post that you think is going to do really well and get a lot of comments, let's say over 100 comments, I would not recommend turning on the comment response tool. Now, if you've never heard of DM automation before, this might be confusing. If you are someone who is very new to this world, you might be a little bit lost, but just stick with me. I'll try to do my best to explain it. And if you're someone, again, with more than 100,000 followers or someone who expects a high volume of comments on one of their posts, stick with me for just a second. So this is just my personal experience, and there might be exceptions to this. There might be something I'm doing wrong. But when I have used the comment trigger tool, which again is where someone comments a keyword on my feed post, and then they automatically receive a DM, I've had zero issues. It can manage all of them. Like, I can receive thousands of comments and thousands of DMs will be sent automatically. No problem, no flags, no issues. But there's an additional feature that you can turn on, which is that after someone leaves a comment, not only do they instantly receive a DM, but their comment also gets replied to. So let's say someone comments the word hooks. They could get a comment reply from me that says, thanks so much, check your messages. And at the same time, they could receive a DM with the link that they requested. That's a feature. It's really, really useful. It's really cool. And it is something that I do use from time to time. However, like I said, if you have a lot of followers, or if you have a post that you think is going to do well and get a lot of comments, I would not recommend turning on the reply feature. You can still have it send the DM, just don't have it reply with a comment. And then again, this is just my personal experience with this. I have had a few people reach out via DM and tell me that they've experienced something similar. But basically what happens is you get more comments than you expected, or your post ends up doing really well and you get 1,000 comments, and ManyChat replies to every single one of those comments and send a DM to all 1,000 of those people at the same time. And that can get you flagged. And it's not because Instagram's like, oh, this person's using automation, we need to flag them. Because again, ManyChat is approved. Really what it is Instagram just sees there's a bunch of comments that your account is leaving. Your account is leaving thousands of comments within a very short time frame. And so that can get you flagged. So the pro tip here to summarize is if you are using the comment to DM feature, just make sure you do not enable the comment reply if you are expecting a high volume of comments on that specific post. And my final top tip for your DM automation is, first of all, of course, use a call to action telling people to comment the keyword, right? Like, if you don't tell people to comment the specific keyword, the likelihood that they're going to do it is pretty much zero, because how would they know to? But when you are including this call to action in your story, in your reel, in your photo, in your caption, whatever, make it obvious, make it hard to miss. What I see a lot of people doing is they create a 60-second reel, right? Super valuable, tons of information. And then they write a 4-paragraph caption. And right below their 4th paragraph of the caption, they put a little tiny sentence that says, comment the word guide and I'll send you my free guide. And then they wonder why people are missing it. Well, the majority of people are not watching the full 60 seconds, and a very small percentage of people are reading your caption, and a very, 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 very tiny percentage of people are reading all the way to that last sentence of your caption. So instead, make your call to action obvious, especially when you're using DM automation. Like, put it on the screen, say it verbally. Whenever I'm using DM automation, I say it directly into the camera and I put it on the screen and I put it in the caption. So it's in 3 places. Whether you're listening, you're watching, or you're reading, it's hard to miss that call to action to comment the word guide or whatever it specifically is. And because it's harder to miss, people are more likely to, of course, see it and then take action. Again, remember, you can get 1 month of ManyChat Pro by visiting manychat.com and using the keyword tribe at checkout. I highly encourage you to get signed up today. Start using this. Your Instagram and your future self will thank you for it. Thank you for listening today. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.